The BBC must withdraw its Dangerous Rivers of Blood broadcast by Charlie Brinkhurst Cuff, The Guardian, 12th of April 2018. In one of the most tone-deaf displays of media hypocrisy, the BBC has decided that it is a good idea to broadcast a reading of Enoch Powell's Rivers of Blood speech in its entirety on its 50th anniversary. The speech is widely recognized as one of the most provocative, racist public pronouncements in recent UK history, and it will be read by the actor Ian McDiarmid. Sharing a link on Twitter, the BBC media editor Amol Rajan praised the amazing production job, quote-unquote, with the BBC preview itself describing the, quote, significance of the speech with little acknowledgement of its toxic effects. Why the BBC would think to do this at a time when far-right nationalism and casual racism is on the rise in Europe and the UK is baffling. Last month, new figures showed that hate crime on London Underground has soared by a third in 3 years. Punish a Muslim Day letters sent to addressees across the country and widely shared online promised that the 3rd of April would be a day filled with racialized violence, and universities have been grappling with accusations of racism at their institutions. As a reminder, for those of you who have never read or heard Powell's words, his infamous speech quotes one of his Wolverhampton constituents, who said, quote, "In this country in 15 or 20 years' time, the black man will have the whip hand over the white man," unquote. The speech was highly effective in stirring up the notion that immigration could cause the degradation of society. They found their wives unable to obtain hospital beds in childbirth, their children unable to obtain school places, their homes and neighborhoods changed beyond recognition, Powell said, talking about the consequences of immigration on, quote, native citizens. Fascists from the BNP, the EDL, and Britain First have been modeling the language upon it ever since. The speech also condemned the Race Relations Bill, which made it illegal to refuse housing or employment to someone on the grounds of their color or their race. The full speech itself is easily accessible on the internet, while anyone who wants to hear Powell read parts of it only need type it into Google. The BBC does not need to be platforming this speech, and it's been heartening to see an immediate backlash to its decision on social media. The normalization of Powell's inflammatory rhetoric around immigration and race has come through in recent years, both subtly and overtly. In 2011, historian David Starkey proclaimed that Powell's prophecy was, quote, absolutely right in one sense, and that, quote, the problem is that the whites have become black, unquote. He is still listed as an honorary fellow at Cambridge University, even fronting one of its videos in 2015, until there was an outcry from students who rightly proclaimed him as, quote, aggressively racist. Ian McDiarmid, who plays the role of Powell in the play What Shadows, has also tried to claim that the politician was not a racist. In an interview published in The Telegraph today, he states that Powell was right, quote, in terms of the numbers, and that these days everyone accepts that, quote, immigration can't go on in an unlimited way because the results, as he said, would be catastrophic, end quote. Meanwhile, far-right racist groups such as the White Pentagons, who recently tried to arrest Sadiq Khan, share links on their internet pages and forums, citing Powell as an inspiration. For many people, his words still have resonance. It's they who will be most obviously pleased to hear his words rendered for the first time in full on BBC Radio, who will share the links and sound bites of his sickening oratory as they continue to make life terrifying for immigrants and brown and black people in this country. The resurrection of Powell's hateful hyperbole is particularly jarring at a time when Caribbean migrants who came to the UK decades ago are being booted out as a result of the Home Office's hostile environment policy. This year also sees the 70th anniversary of Windrush, the influx of black immigrants that came from the Caribbean countries in the mid-20th century. Our government asked them to come to help with infrastructure following the Second World War. This is a time when we should be celebrating their contributions to British society, not having to fight to keep them in the country against a backdrop of the BBC airing a speech that made their lives so hard in the first place. My grandmother and grandfather, who moved from Jamaica in the 1950s, lived in Wolverhampton, where Powell's constituency was, and so would have been particularly vulnerable to his lies. The BBC needs to withdraw this programme and not give the credence implied by getting an actor to voice his speech in full to a man seen as a prophetic hero by some on the far right. Powell was dismissed from the shadow cabinet after his speech in 1968. We need to dismiss him now too. Charlie Bringhurst-Cuff is a journalist and opinions editor at gal-dem.com, a magazine written by women of colour.